at the end of the day, we asked Gen Zers 20 to 30 years from now, what do you hope to have accomplished? And it's very a big question, a national survey, thousands. And the answer was, you know, I hope to have provided my family with a good life. And I think that's important because I'd be willing to bet all of your listeners, boomers, Xers, millennials, and I know you have them all, and traditionalists as well, would have answered that question, I think, the same way. And so often what happens when generations collide, whether it be in the workplace or in the marketplace or with nonprofits, whatever that is, everyone's attention immediately goes to who's right, who's wrong, who's better, who's worse. In my day, I walked 10 miles uphill, and now you do this. And it's immediately all the energy is going towards figuring that out, right, wrong, better, worse. When the smart companies that I work with or the savvy leaders are the ones that just know they're different. I understand why they're different. Each generation came from a different place. And if I leverage those differences, wow, is that powerful. And so that's what I'd say ideally people are putting their attention on.